Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we started looking at physical healing, spiritual healing. And we've been going to church, we've been learning so much from the Word of God, but sometimes we sit and we don't do anything with what we've learned. So we want to pick up right now, because God says you're still in the game. He wants us in the game. We're all necessary and we're all needed. So let's pick it up today and see what the Lord shows us.
Don't just see yourself as just, I'm at church. What's the point of coming? You're learning, you're getting faith, but you're fat with faith, but faith without work is dead. So it's a waste of your time. Put action to what you know. Put action to your faith and start seeing yourself as a king with a priestly anointing, as an ambassador, as a tree of life, as a river that flows out of your belly with living water. That means anyone who comes near me will get healed, will get saved, will get prosperous, will get restored in their relationships. Anyone that stands in front of me will get caught up. My cup runneth over. We've got to see yourself as Christ sees you, as God sees you. God sees you as an absolute winner. God sees you as healthy and healed. Yeah, He does. Problem is to get you to see you as healthy and healed. Yeah. And most people see themselves as sick and broke. How do I know that? Well, you can read about hypochondria. It's rampant in the world. Not just in the world. People living on medication that they don't actually need. It's out there. You can do the studies. You can check it out. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So next month when we do the series, you don't want to miss it. Our doors are open. If you want to wear a mask, wear it. We sterilize a place. We're open for business. If you're on social distancing, come and sit separate from people. But try to get in where the corporate anointing resides. See, the devil tries to close the church down. Think about it. God says, do not forsake yourselves, or do not forsake the gathering of the saints together. Right? Singing psalms together, witnessing with one another, standing in the power and the presence of God. Amen? The corporate anointing. And the first thing the devil comes is he tries to close us down. Can't get together. Can't talk to each other. The Bible says, lay hands on the sick. People say, don't touch me. Come on. I need to speak to people. They block my mouth. They don't want me to talk. We can't sing. We can't speak. The devil came in with his plan and his trap. Don't let him overcome you. Say, no, I'm going to be a part of the solution. I am a river of life, and I'm a tree of life. Say it. I'm a king with a priestly anointing. I am called and appointed and anointed of my heavenly Father God. And by the power of the Holy Ghost that's greater in me than he that's in the world, I will accomplish the destiny that God has prepared for me. You've got to speak it. And don't think, well, I'm old now. Who's old? Old is in the head. I'm not joking. Old is in the head. Old is in the mind. Moses was 120 when he climbed a mountain. His eyesight hadn't dimmed and he was still strong. Amen. Climbing a mountain at 120, hello. He was called into ministry at 80. So don't think, well, you know, I'll leave it to someone else. No, this generation beneath us, maybe it's two. You might be old enough. There's two generations that are behind us now. Maybe even three. That means I still have work to do. As long as people are alive, I have work to do. As long as there are unsaved people, I have work to do. As long as there are sick people, I have work to do. As long as there are broke people, I have work to do. If there are divorced people, I have work to do. You have got something to do. Don't take yourself out of the game. God won't bench you. Now, it doesn't mean you have to run around the streets with all these little flyers and, you know, little tracts and go to people and walking. No. In your own way, when God speaks to you and says to you, tell that person I love them. You might be in Walmart. Now fear comes on you. Devil first tries to shut you up. He doesn't want your voice to be heard. So the first thing that comes is fear. So now the fear is there. So I'm not going to tell that person that God loves them. And that person needed to desperately hear it. You know, Catherine Kuhlman, when they asked her in an interview, how come God chose to use her? She said that God told her that he had called three men before her and they refused. So someone will go to that person, but you didn't. I remember when I was pretty new in the faith and I was in a church similar to ours and it was heaving. We had a room upstairs with wooden floors. It was an upper room. We could probably get about 150 in there. It was packed and the worship was going. The floor would do this. I mean, it was, and beneath us was a bakery. And at 11:30, oh God, the smell came through. And we knew we were the bread of life and part of the bread of life ministry. And so we were in there and the floor was heaving and the presence of God was there. And we were just going, God put it in my spirit, that man over there, you need to go and say that God's got an answer for his heart. He's got a heart problems. God's got the answer for his heart. And I said, not going to do it. I was too scared. I was too scared to do it. I refused to do it. I wasn't going to do it. Still not going to do it. Won't do it. Find someone. I ain't doing it. And I sat there for an hour and a half until towards the end of the service, a man got up and prophesied and did exactly what God told me to do. Exactly 100%. And I felt so bad. I felt so lost. I felt so out of it that I was disobedient. God will use someone if not you. But why not you? Why not us? So you don't have to, like I say, go to China, smuggle Bibles. I'm not talking that. I'm talking you could be getting a prayer group online, Zoom, if you don't want to go with people. Get on Zoom. We're praying for souls in this area. How big a deal is that? Well, I'm 85. Can you talk? Yep, we'll talk. You got a finger? Index? Yeah, hit the on button. Come on. People come up with excuse upon excuse after excuse, and we are needed. Remember Mordecai? If he didn't push his niece, she went through with it, and she said, if I die, then I die. Right. Amen? But she was called for such a time as that. Now we are called for such a time as this. You can do something. You can do something to get the word out there. Another thing, just smile at people. How are you? So good to see you. And mean it, because they're created in God's image and likeness. If it's a human being, saved or unsaved, created in God's image and likeness. Amen. Now needing to get saved, but you start off with a smile and so grateful you're here. God bless you. Greet people at the door. Walk around outside. Hey, we're having service in 5 minutes. If you're interested, come on in. I'll give you a cup of coffee. Anything. Just do something. Not a lump on a log. Get in the game. God doesn't want to bench anybody. Amen. Well, I want to be the quarterback. Well, the fivefold ministry might be in that position at the moment. Be who you are. Be who and what God's called you to be. You might be a wide receiver. You may be a fullback. I don't even know. You may be a right wing, a left wing. Who knows? But with you, if everyone's a quarterback, who's going to catch the ball? Who's going to pass the ball? Who's going to run over the line? We're all quarterbacks. Amen. You'd need 15 balls on the field and we're all standing. What? No. We each person fills a position. Remember, we are all part of the body of Christ. We are all part. You may be a pinky, but you're part of the body. Let me tell you what. Smash that pinky with a hammer. The whole body's going to feel it. Right? Yeah. So when one of the people in the body of Christ gets injured, don't shoot them. Bless them and pray for them. Amen. You might be an ear. You might be an ear lobe. You might be a toe, a knee, an elbow, who knows? But you are part of the body of Christ. And each part needs to be functioning right for the body to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. Amen. Amen. So we're talking about divine healing versus spiritual healing. I think we're at healing school, right? That's my little soapbox for the day. Amen. And so medical science aids healing through physical means by administering medicines and certain kinds of drugs to the physical body. Everyone say physical body. But God's divine healing is administered through the human spirit. There's a difference. Science, doctors, and people like that minister medications and certain things to the physical body, whereas God, with healing from God, spiritual healing, it's spiritual. It's administered through the human spirit because the Holy Spirit is hooked up in the human spirit. So it comes out of the human spirit. Amen. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9, I'm reading from the New King James, and I'm going to read to verse 12. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Amen. Right? You can't see it with your natural eye. You can't hear it with your natural ear. But God has prepared something supernatural for all of those people that love him. That's us, born again children of his. He's prepared everything you will ever need. Because he says in Ephesians 1:3, he says, we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. How many of you know that's a good thing to have? Can you say amen? And so now, verse 10. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. You see, we see what God's done for us through the power of the Holy Ghost. We get a Rhema word, which was a Logos word. A Logos word is the written word we read in the Bible. That's a Logos, the written word. But now that word, when we've got that word inside of us, which we've been reading it and meditating on it, and we know it, the Holy Spirit then can get, while He's hooked up in our spirit, and turn that into a Rhema word, which means revelation of that word. Amen. So you get the Logos word, which is a written word, and then the revelation of that called a Rhema. So until you've got that word inside of you, you're not going to get a Rhema. You're not going to get a revelation. If you don't have word in you, how can you get revelation of the word? So the more the word you get inside of you, the more the Spirit is able to operate in you and start to reveal things to us. You see, that's why it says, but God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. See, He's prepared a lot of stuff for us, but God reveals it through His Holy Spirit. So I can read, by the stripes on His back, I'm healed. And I've got that. I speak it. I declare it. I decree it. I prophesy it. I believe it. I meditate on it. I think of it. I know the scriptures. I know where they are. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit comes, boom, and He turns that into a revelation. I think, oh my God, I am healed. I'm actually healed. And then it kicks in. But it's revealed to you through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So he says, but God has revealed them to us, all those things prepared for us, through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit the ministries or supporters of WCNO. That's WCNO.